Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. We speak with Dr. Christopher Peters, a candidate for U.S. Congress 2nd District running against Democrat Dave Loebsack.
Dr. Peters, why are you running? Why do you care about the country and the state of Iowa?
Sure. First, I'm going to apologize for my voice because I've got a little bit of a cold, so I sound a bit like Christian Bale and Batman. But I am a surgeon. I'm a small business owner. Most importantly, I'm a husband and father to 3 teenage sons, and my concern is to leave behind a world which is better for future generations, not just my children, but other people's children and grandchildren. And the direction our country has been going on for the past several decades, I think, is not the path we want to continue to.
And I guess to localize that, then, I mean, you're running in an attempt to unseat Dave Loebsack. How would you contrast yourself to him, and how would it change the direction of our country and policy?
Well, I'm a firm believer, first and foremost, of some basic American principles that I think all Americans share. And the first one is that of individual liberty, that we should each be able to live our lives in ways we feel like we should. And the other one is limited government, that government's role should be first and foremost to protect our individual liberties, but then also that in other areas it should try to minimize, for example, the economic harm it creates. And I think that there are several things that the government has been doing, the national government has been doing in the past few decades that are directly injurious to Iowans and Americans, regular Americans' lives. And these include a plethora of regulations which impair small businesses, include excessive debt, which produces a great drag on the economy, and a number of other issues, to include foreign policy as well, which I think has been very counterproductive to the everyday interests of regular Americans. And I think with regard to my opponent, Dave Loebsack, is a believer that government can plan and regulate and organize economy and a society, much like Hillary Clinton, who is an early supporter of and a superdelegate for in this cycle. I have a basic fundamental disagreement that I think that government is at all capable of organizing our lives or directing an economy, and I want to give Americans and Iowans in the 2nd District greater latitude to live their lives economically, politically, and personally in the way they want to do it on their own.
You mentioned, you know, the top of the ticket, his relationship with Hillary Clinton and his support of Hillary Clinton. How does the top of the ticket represent you?
So I have expressed my concerns about the top of the ticket in both parties. It's clear, regardless of how somebody feels about either Hillary Clinton, if they happen to be a Democrat, or about Donald Trump as a Republican, there's no escaping the fact that these are the most deeply unpopular candidates we've ever seen. And I think they are reflective of a more fundamental problem, which is a broken primary caucus and electoral system. And I think it indicates the need for some fundamental reforms that are going to improve that process in the future and provide candidates that more Americans, whether they're partisan or independents, can get behind and be excited about. Too many Americans and Iowans in the 2nd District are voting largely in opposition to another candidate rather than for their candidate. So I have grave concerns about both of these candidates. I think they have a number of policy positions that would be harmful to everyday Americans and Iowans in the 2nd District. I think both of them have exhibited some fundamental character defects which make them less than ideal for holding the office of president.
From a more domestic issue standpoint, you've discussed abortion to some extent, and as a medical doctor, you have a little bit of a different perspective on that, but I believe you've said something to the effect it's impossible to completely outlaw abortion, but you would like to limit it significantly. Tell us about that.
So, again, trying to run for U.S. Congress in the 2nd District, you have to realize that it is a diverse district. Independents outnumber both Republicans and Democrats. And so you have to, as a representative, to represent an entire district, you have to take a view which is politically realistic. And I am not a professional politician. I'm a surgeon, a veteran, a small business owner, a husband, father, etc. I never believe in telling people just what they want to hear. I believe in telling them what I think is honestly possible, what I honestly believe on every issue. Abortion is a tough issue for many people, and I completely understand that. Some people believe that it's immoral to be using abortion as a form of after the fact birth control, in essence, and I can understand their viewpoints. At the same point, I try and be realistic about what I think is actually politically possible to achieve. It has been 43 years since the Roe versus Wade decision by the Supreme Court, and for the past 43 years, politicians from both sides of the aisle have lined up on one side or the other side of this issue, and rallying their faithful to vote for them. But the reality is that we haven't really seen much of substance change with regard to abortion laws over the past 43 years.
Thanks again to Dr. Peters. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.